Welcome to the IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast for couples who struggle with infertility and want to fulfill their dreams of becoming parents. To access previous episodes packed with ideas, solutions, and tips that actually work, head over to Dr. Chapman's IVF podcast on iTunes. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.
Hi, this is Professor Chapman. Recently we've been doing some Facebook Live sessions where I've been answering questions from the listeners and participants. What you're about to hear now is some audio of those segments, and I hope they'll be useful for you.
There are two ways of doing that. One is to use testosterone patches or gel rubbed on the arms once a day, or taking a tablet called DHEA. There's some work out of the States that has been promising in relation to that in certain women. Not every woman, but certainly in some women. And I'd say I do that. It has to be taken probably for a minimum of 8 weeks because before a cycle, because the life cycle of an egg doesn't sit there until the day before it ovulates. It actually is going through a long process of around about 90 days from moving from a small, what's called a primordial or an antral follicle, through to a mature egg. And if anything was going to have an impact on an egg, it probably has to happen over the whole of that time. The other drug or vitamin that I suggest is CoQ10. Why do I suggest that? There's certainly some evidence in mice that in old mice, if you give them CoQ10, then the number of eggs they produce and the litter size, because they produce multiple offspring, is increased, and the genetic abnormalities in those mice are less. So CoQ10, but human studies have not shown any benefit. So the last approach, and we've certainly started doing this, is using what's called platelet-rich plasma, PRP. So what happens there is that blood is taken from your arm and it is separated into its various layers. And there's one layer that has lots of platelets in it, but in addition to the platelets, has lots of growth factors. So if we take that sample and inject it into the ovary, perhaps we can stir up the numbers of eggs and possibly the quality of those eggs by doing this. There are two ways of doing it, of administering it. One is using ultrasound to guide it in, but I've certainly convinced that use the keyhole surgery approach, where you can actually physically see the ovary, hold it still while you're injecting, is the preferred methodology. Does it work? Around the world now, I've been at conferences in the last 18 months or so, probably there's over 100 patients being treated, maybe even more than that now. And there's been a handful of pregnancies, a group of 25, 26 from Adelaide had 3 pregnancies in women who previously had poor quality or low numbers of eggs. Western Australia, a similar size study, I think they got 4 pregnancies. Our own experience, which is now over 30 cases, I've had 2 patients who were going through IVF very badly for a number of occasions who fell pregnant spontaneously before we got to do the IVF cycle that was supposed to follow 2 months after the PRP. One of those is delivered now, actually. I do have a little bit of faith that it may help. I've also had a number of 4 of patients of mine who, when they've gone through their next IVF cycle, have got more follicles. They haven't conceived, but there certainly was a more promising result than in the past. The idea about PRP isn't new. The orthopaedic surgeons have been using it for a decade to inject cartilage in the knees to regrow cartilage. So it does have an impact on cell growth, No question of that. And the cosmeticians injecting PRP into the creases in people's faces have demonstrated improvement, but it takes 2 or 3 months for the cells to be wound up enough to do some good. So that's something that's, again, there is no randomized controlled trial yet to prove that it works or not. And unfortunately, the populations that are in those 20 or 30 or 40 patients in each of these case studies have had variable causes for why they would do it or not. You know, no egg production at all, poor egg production. So it is a mixed bag that we're looking at. So I think the jury is still out, but when there's nothing else to do, I'm certainly recommending it for my patients.
And don't forget that you can access all the previous episodes by going to our website, www.theivfjourney.com, and select IVF Journey Podcast from the navigation menu.
Thank you for listening to The IVF Journey with Dr. Michael Chapman, the podcast which helps couples negotiate their way through the IVF journey, all the way to parenthood. You can also ask questions by contacting Dr. Chapman's rooms on 1-800-111-483 or by emailing him, michael.chapman@ivf.com.au.